In return for their service and sacrifice in the military, since World War II, the U.S. has had a tradition of helping veterans get back to a normal life with special educational grants. The GI Bill of Rights gave millions of veterans grants for education and training, as well as access to credit to buy a house or start a business. That GI Bill created a new American middle class that transformed the nation. It's the same intent this time around for the GI Bill aimed at soldiers serving since 9/11, but access to easy federal cash has encouraged some for-profit schools to load up on vet students, luring them with aggressive offers of easy credit, jobs, and a diploma that will get them into grad school. Since 2009, the University of Phoenix alone has made $1.2 billion from these taxpayer-funded veterans' benefits. Most of its money comes from the U.S. Treasury, even though most of its students don't graduate. Democrat Dick Durbin, senior senator from Illinois, says the 2009 GI Bill was not explicit enough in limiting the kinds of things schools can do to attract vets or in capping the amount of tax dollars these schools can receive.
There's a lot of money to be made. And University of Phoenix and many other for-profit schools realize that if they could sign up veterans and those in the active military, they really can get a direct payment from the federal government that doesn't count against their complicated formula limiting federal payments.
And how does the loophole work? What was the intended situation in terms of the balance of federal and non-federal revenue, and what do we get now?
Well, listen to this. We said if you run a for-profit college or university, you can only receive 90% of your revenue from the federal treasury. That's, of course, through college loans and the like. And then they said someone forgot to put in a provision that included the GI Bill and the Assistance for Education program for active military. And so this is easy money for them. They don't even have to come up with 10% of actual spending by students when it comes to these veterans. So they really are looking for the veterans. They're the cash cows in the business of for-profit colleges and universities.
And how about recruiting? Is there a limit on recruiting? Was there an intended limit on recruiting, and how's it being violated?
Well, first we had to say no bounty hunting. How about that? That the recruiters for the for-profit colleges couldn't be paid by the student. So that is one of the existing laws, which is violated with frequency. And then we tried to keep them out of our military bases, saying you can't really go on to government property and pretend that you're part of the American military or approved by the American military. Well, it turns out it's very hard to enforce that, and there have been countless instances of violation.
How do you evaluate the quality of any of the education that veterans are getting through the GI Bill post-Iraq and Afghanistan?
We've done a quite extensive study and survey, and what we found out is, number one, our veterans are being charged through their GI Bill benefits about twice the rate of the tuition at most other colleges and universities. And secondly, the results are, as expected, disappointing, with very few of them ending up with the training or education they need for a good job.
What are the graduation rates at the most egregious offenders?
When it comes to the University of Phoenix and veterans, about 7% on their online courses. You know, I have to tell you quite honestly, this industry as a whole can be judged by three numbers. And this gets outside the veterans issue. It just looks at it generically. 10% of high school graduates go to for-profit colleges. 20% of federal aid education goes to the same industry. 44% of all the student loan defaults are students from for-profit colleges. They either drop out or get a worthless diploma. And yet we continue to protect in the law these for-profit operations that are now taking advantage of our veterans.
And what would your legislation do?
Oh, we have a number of things we're going after. First, when it comes to the 90%, this formula that's a little hard to explain, we basically say we're going to count the GI Bill benefits as well. Secondly, I've tried my best to be vigilant, to go after the Pentagon, saying you can't let these folks solicit on military bases, or to meet with people who are about to be discharged from service. It creates the impression that these are sanctioned and approved, and they're not. There are many things we need to do to make sure these for-profit schools are held accountable. Right now, the industry is going through a terrible shakedown. from their point of view. Corinthian, one of the major players, has gone bankrupt and out of business after defrauding the government with false reports. And we have spent literally hundreds of millions of dollars in government student loans to that company as it went bankrupt. You know, so there are many warning signs out there for us that as a government, we ought to take this seriously.
Who, as a veteran, can you recall or tell me the story of who really represents, someone who did everything right, who really wanted to use the federal government's resources to get them on the right track and were really exploited?
Well, I can tell you that this is a little embarrassing in a way, that one of the members of my family who served in the Army in Iraq, and we were concerned about Michael, that he'd get home safely, and he did. And then he sends me a note, an email, and says, guess what? I just signed up for XYZ College. And I said, wait a minute. You're using your GI Bill benefits to go to that school? That's worthless. He didn't know any better. Here he was wasting his GI Bill benefits on what turned out to be a worthless for-profit school.
So the message is, listen to Uncle Dick, I guess, right?
Well, I wouldn't subject him to that. But I would say the message is, we've got to be honest with the people that are counting on us in government to make sure that veterans and the military families are not exploited. These for-profit schools are exploiting students across the United States. It's horrible. They end up deep in debt with little to show for it. And to think that they're doing this as well to our veterans, as well as those who serve in the military, who have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for GI Bill benefits, that is unacceptable.
Senator Dick Durbin is the senior Democrat from Illinois. He spoke with us from Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. Thanks so much, Senator.
Thanks, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.